Joel, the way the offensive line came together after Alex's injury, talk about that and just what a special unit you guys have.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you see a guy go down, especially like Alex, I mean, he's just a hard worker, smart, good guy all around. And when he goes down, it's emotional anyway. But John stepped in, and he was making good calls. And then Paul came in off the bench. And Paul's been getting reps all year, you know, coming in. He's been our sixth man all year, playing every position. So coming in like that, it was good. I mean, we gelled pretty good. Obviously, it hurts when you miss a pro ball center like Alex. But, we gelled well, and I think we had a tight group, and we're going to try and pull each other together.
What's it say about this offense when you guys get mentioned with the Eagles offense and the Seahawks offense is averaging over 21 points per game? What's that say about this offense?
I think it's good. I think it's a credit to all the guys on the offense. You know, I think Coach Shanahan calls great plays, and he sticks to his guns. You know, he knows what he wants to do, and he has a great game plan every game. And then our running backs, and starts with Hoyer up top leading us. And, this game, our tight ends really stepped up in the passing game. They're kind of trying to stop the run early. And I don't know, man, it's been exciting. You know, it's my first time going at it, but, you know, it's been good. We've had a pretty good success, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
I'm sure you've heard the phrase, avoid the letdown. You play a team that hasn't won a game yet. How do you stay into that mindset in the sense?
Oh, it's easy when you're playing against at least these guys this week. Their defense is loaded. I mean, they got good guys everywhere. So it's not like we're playing against, you know, some Division III college team. You know, these guys are good. They've been in a few games this year where they should have won. You know, at least watching the tape we've seen. And we're going to have to bring our A game if we're going to want to go down there and win.
All right, final question. This is a little fun here. So Isaiah Crowell is up for Pepsi Rookie of the Week. Gotcha. Now we need you to campaign for him since you're also a rookie on this offense.
Okay. Isaiah Crowell, the best rookie running back in the league. Should have won it a few times already, but this week, vote for him, Pepsi Rookie of the Week.